Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Sugar Withdrawal Delirium Tremens with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on the line as well.
Too shaky to speak.
I'm too
shaky. You know, I think that I ate like 10 Mellow Cream pumpkins. Like, I bought a bag of Mellow Cream pumpkins so that I could eat 10 of them and then throw the bag away 3 months from now.
Right.
And that's the only candy that I ate all night, I think.
We have, we ended up buying, for some reason, like, pillow-sized bags of candy, a couple of them. So, about a week before Halloween, I opened them and started judiciously eating a couple of the fun-sized whatevers every day. But, and then the trick-or-treat just kind of didn't happen. We had maybe, like, 3 groups of kids come by. So we still have a giant amount of candy. It's kind of ridiculous.
This is the first year out of the last 3 that I haven't actually set up an elaborate tableau in front of my house for the trick-or-treaters. I feel kind of bad about not having done it, but I had things to do.
We were talking about, with my wife and I, and you know, pretty much anybody who would listen, how it's weird how Halloween has changed since we were kids because of stuff that didn't happen.
Yeah, like the razor blades and the apple bullshit.
Because everybody knows that candy's going to be poisoned and strangers are going to kidnap your kid. You should bring them to the mall, or I think like in the parking lot of one of the churches, they did a thing. So all these like safe indoor events, so things won't happen that never happened. That was kind of strange.
There was that article by that woman who got all the flack for letting her 10-year-old son ride the subway by himself.
Yeah,
talking about how there was one kid killed by poison candy on Halloween, and it was candy poisoned by his own father.
Yeah.
Who thought that he would do that as a cover. Oh, no, he's just one of those kids that got killed from poisoned Halloween candy. Oh, shucks. And then one kid that got into his uncle's heroin stash and died, and they blamed it on Halloween candy.
Hmm.
Well, they went to his uncle's house and gave him heroin for trick-or-treat. Halloween.
Damn, I feel bad now. All we gave people were Sour Patch Kids and Swedish Fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that really what you gave them?
Yeah, one of the pillow-sized bags of candy was Swedish Fish and Sour Patch Kids, and the other one was, like, Kit Kats and Whoppers and Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs? That isn't a thing.
Oh, sorry, Reese's Puffs is the cereal that I eat. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you eat cereal, and B, you eat, like, candy-themed cereal?
I have no idea why. Like, right about when Jess got pregnant. Like, maybe that was my midlife crisis. It was instead of buying a Corvette, I just started eating kid cereal again.
Huh. It's like, I could see myself occasionally eating cereal, but, like, honestly, when I think about the kind of cereal that I want to eat, I think about, like, Grape Nuts.
Well, you're significantly older than I am.
That does, I guess. I don't know, man. My car's faster than yours, and it's not all smug. Well, okay, your car's like kind of smug hipstery.
Yeah, I've kind of cornered the market on smuggery.
Yeah. And buggery.
Hmm.
So yeah, Halloween was fun. I went down to the Mill Avenue and I milled around. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
What was your costume? I didn't see.
All right, so I wore like a suit. You don't read our Twitter. I wore a suit, and then I had like a I made like a fake boombox to wear over my head. It was pretty big and had speakers in it, and then a wire threaded down through the suit coat into my pocket where I just played a bunch of Radiohead off of my phone.
Huh.
So it was pretty cool. I got like it made me happy. It was really gratifying to like be walking around and having like dozens of people stop me to take pictures of my costume. Like, it's been a long time since I actually went out with a costume where that happened. And I was like, all right, I still got it.
Oh, that is pretty cool. I follow our Twitter. I must have gotten lost, and Eliza Dushku did a Twitathon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it just pictures of herself in progressively greater states of undress?
Sadly, no. Neil Gaiman's girlfriend did that one day, though.
Oh, yeah?
She just started posting, you know what? fucking naked. She wrote all over herself with a Sharpie and took a bunch of naked pictures.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, she's pretty weird. She's the lead singer of the Dresden Dolls, though.
Uh-huh.
Which...
Yeah. We've had this conversation before, I think. You hate them. I remembered that I hate them.
That's just kind of a boner shrinker. Knowing that she's responsible for that voice.
Is she actually hot?
Yeah, she's pretty attractive. She had hairy armpits, though, which I don't find attractive on any gender.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like I've had this conversation with lots of people where I say, whatever, about hairy armpits. And they're like, oh, dude, you're gross. You're some gross fucking hippie. And I'm like, no, I think, like, unshaved legs are kind of gross. Mm-hmm. Just I'm not like, oh, man, I would really like to spend some time with that girl's armpits to begin with, right?
Right.
So, like, you know, I just kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's not that I wouldn't notice. It's not that I prefer hairy armpits, but I just don't really care. But the Sharpie, I think, would drive me nuts.
Because
I would imagine it was, like, dumb shit. It wasn't something like, you know, like tattoos, whatever. But, like, it was just some dumb shit. Somebody wrote on themselves with a Sharpie. I don't want to see that.
I don't remember, but I'm hoping it was names of heavy metal bands.
Oh, that'd be cool. She mistook her skin for a denim jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Or she actually has blue denim skin. Then went to... So, the third time in my life, I've, like, gotten into a fight with the bouncer at a bar, and it's the same fucking bar again.
What?
Three different bouncers. They weren't allowing anyone into Casey Moore's with a mask on.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? They're like, no. I'm like, I defy you to explain that to me in a way that makes any sense. And he was like, you go in there with this thing on your head and you do something to somebody, we're not going to be able to recognize you. I'm like, oh, right, because I'm fucking impossible to pick out in a crowd in this thing. Like, ugh. Because I convinced the people that I went out with to go to Casey Moore's instead of back to Pranksters, because I was like, no, there'll be people in cooler costumes at Casey Moore's. And nope, turns out Casey Moore's is a den of fuckery.
Well, you could take off the boombox head and then blend into the crowd, right?
I didn't want to blend into the crowd. That wasn't the point.
No, I mean, you go in there, you grab some girl's tits, you run into the bathroom, you take off your boombox head, and then who was the guy who just grabbed that girl's tits?
Yeah, no, that would be... You know, stuff like that happens all the time, and people never recover from it. Like, that ruins countless lives. Shit like that.
Like, what if
you... But you shouldn't be able to wear hats in bars, either.
Say you went in there and stabbed somebody.
Okay.
And then you blend it in with the crowd. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I think it's kind of stupid, too, but I can kind of see where they're coming from.
Okay.
What you should have done is dressed as a female Muslim woman and just worn a burqa.
Yeah.
And then raised your voice a little bit, and I defy you to, you know, this is my religion, and yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually a pretty good argument against that, you know. Would you not let a woman in if she was wearing a burqa? Do they discriminate against ninjas? Because that shit is racist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should start going everywhere dressed as a ninja. If they're like, you can't come in here with that, I'm like, who are you talking to? And they're like, oh yeah, nobody. I can't see you. Because I'm a good ninja. Man, you want to hear the spookiest story of Halloween?
Yeah.
Went in on Friday and had one of my toenails removed.
Ooh. So it did come down to that, eh?
Yeah. No, it was totally painless. Like, they gave me some shots that numbed my toe up, and then it just, like, came right off. And I was like, watching and not too queasy the whole time, so it's kind of interesting.
Huh.
And they were like, he was like, this is probably going to bleed a lot. And he pulled it off, and it didn't bleed at all. And then they were like, this is going to hurt a lot when the shots wear off, and then the shots wear off and it just didn't hurt at all. So I don't know what the fuck.
Maybe they were just lying to you.
Yeah, they were trying to set up my expectations so that I'd be excited rather than disappointed. They didn't tell me it was going to hurt this much.
Woohoo!
But hey, I get to go rock climbing today for the first time since the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
excited about that.
How could you not be?
Pretty gross. It's like, it just looks like a toe, but with no toenail. But they're still like the shape of a toenail, you know?
Did you see that article that somebody linked? I think they linked it in Dev. That was about the marathon or ultra marathon runner.
The people. I don't think I saw it in Dev, but I think I saw it somewhere else. That was the people deliberately getting their toenails removed so that shit doesn't happen to them.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
I don't know. I still think that if somebody came into my home and tied me up and threatened to start popping off fingernails or toenails, I would give them whatever they wanted.
Yeah. I told the doctor, do your worst, I won't talk. I didn't, actually. I should have. He would have thought that was funny.
Totally.
I was talking to the pretentious artist's wife, and she was talking about how there was some week, like a month ago maybe, where just like a whole bunch of people died running marathons for a fairly short period of time. And then somebody was like on the radio explaining how there are like 100 times as many people running marathons as there were like 20 years ago. Right. And how really not everybody is supposed to run marathons, you know? The reason that something very difficult that most people can't handle is described as like a marathon is that that's what marathons are like. Fucking running, man. Like, what the fuck?
I really don't understand it. I would only do it if I was being chased.
It's so boring and so bad for you, is the thing, right? Like,
yeah, you're just repeatedly slamming your feet into the pavement, sending shockwaves up your shins and your knees, and yeah.
Yeah, like, I really feel like it is almost the worst possible form of exercise for your knees. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, so I guess you could make up a form of exercise like, knee sledgehammering. I do 50 sets of 50 reps of hitting my knees with a sledgehammer. I get Kathy Bates to do it for me.
She goes for the ankles. Oh.
Yeah. So, trying to think if I had anything else to talk about. I feel like I did, but I don't remember what.
Well, we have the end of the Halloween event.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be said about that?
I don't know. Like, people seem to be pretty happy with those gear rewards that we came up with, so that's exciting. Well, it's not. That is the opposite of disappointing. I guess that is not disappointing. A bad reaction, a negative reaction to that would have been disappointing. It seems like people are like, There was a little bit of like negative opinion about the item of the month in the forums, but then there's a lot of people telling those people they don't know what they're talking about. So, like, I don't know.
Oh.
It's like, it's always weird. It kind of makes me sad. Like, I don't know if this thing is balanced or not. I mean, I feel like there was the exact right amount of debate in Dev about whether it was overpowered or underpowered. That like it was, you know, I feel like probably we're pretty close to the mark on it.
Right.
You know, it makes me sad, like, just seeing people posting, won't buy, we'll skip this one, you know, like, and that's all you're saying. Like, I get that that's your opinion, and it's okay for you to express that opinion, but it's just like, I feel like it just kind of creates a mood that might talk somebody out of getting one, and, you know, and it's a thing that they might enjoy, and it's some money that might help us operate, you know, like, I wouldn't ever do that is the thing. It's like, I don't necessarily feel like there's something wrong with it, but I would never do it, and it makes me sad to see people do it.
I would rather see people do that than say, this sucks.
Yeah.
Because we're always trying to make people think about the fact that there are different ways to play the game, and your way may not be somebody else's way, so you really should say that for your playstyle, it's not for you.
Hey, this is something totally unrelated. I always thought that horse apple was a slang term for, like, horse shit.
Right, yeah. It's not.
Is it? I don't know, because a horse apple is... I grew up referring to these things as hedge apples, and it turns out that that's, like, a, you know, prairie nickname for horse apples.
Uh-huh.
But I'm having a hard time finding on the internet references to horse shit as horse apples. Mm-hmm. Urban Dictionary has one, but it's like secondary to the real definition of horse apples. I definitely had no idea that hedge apples were actually called horse apples, or apparently Osage orange, or Osage orange, or Bois d'Arc.
Or Usagi Yojimbo.
Does Bois mean tree?
To who?
B-O-I-S. Does that mean tree in French?
I don't know. It's Wikipedia says it's a term used within the LGBT and butch and femme communities to refer to a person's sexual and gender identity.
Oh, sweet. Oh, did you mean bios? Let's see. So what else? Did something else happen? No, it was the Halloween event and the Item of the Month. And that was all that went down.
Bois means wood.
Huh?
Bois means wood.
Okay, wood. All right. Like in wood as in like Burnham wood?
If you say j'aime les chaises en bois, it means I like wooden chairs. So, yeah, wood is in product of a tree.
Okay. King Stupid asked a while back on the Twitter, so why the change to familiar equipment / buffs in the arena? It is because while we were looking at that, we were looking at the gear that did that to figure out how to write the override description for this item of the month. And then somebody pointed out, wait a minute, this wording is misleading. And then we came to the realization that some stuff said plus X XP per adventure, and some of it said per fight. And I was like, well, we should just make that consistent. And then somebody was like, oh, but the ones that are plus adventure are applied in the arena. And I was like, oh, why aren't they all applied in the arena? And I did that. That was my story about that. RDFM had written in response to something we said about David Cross. Remind me someday to tell you guys the story of why I put David Cross in a headlock and dragged him off stage at the Paradise in Boston. I hope it's not a story that ends with us being dragged off and brutally murdered and robbed.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I put him in a headlock, just like this! And then he puts me in a headlock and drags me off the stage at the Paradise in Boston.
And just, when you're in Boston this year, don't not look out for RDFM.
He's not in Boston anymore, I don't think.
He might come to Boston just to fuck you up.
Esslinger says, I may regret saying this later when I get my ass chewed, but I don't really find 99% of anything that A-Sim says remotely funny. I wonder why you would bother doing that.
Stupid, like, Twitter, be more funny.
What? I mean, like, I can imagine, like, let's say I had a personal Twitter account and I was following, like, Lore Schoberg, and then I wrote, at Lore Schoberg, I don't think that Lore Schoberg is funny. You know, like, I'm going to go into, like, you know, some gay rights group on Twitter and just post about how I'm not gay.
Right.
I'm not interested in the things that you're doing. Gleaves told me to finish Super Mario Galaxy. Should I finish Super Mario? Like, do I need to finish Super Mario Galaxy? Is there anything? Do I have anything to learn from Super Mario Galaxy by finishing it?
If you weren't enjoying the gameplay and really caught up in it, I don't think you need to. I finished it, and the narrative is handled so poorly after the final battle, and the final battle is so easy that I wasn't convinced I had finished it.
Huh.
Until I saw that I had Luigi unlocked, but then. Like, now, play through the entire game again, but with Luigi. You know, I don't think I'm going to do that. I really enjoyed my time with Galaxy, and I think my time is over now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get... the new Super Mario Brothers is coming out on the 15th. I'm definitely going to have to grab that.
Oh, is it, like, new Super Mario Brothers for the Wii?
Yeah, and this, it's the side-scrolling, like, the one for the DS.
Oh, yeah. Did you play the one for the DS?
Briefly.
I don't remember if I finished it or not.
I think I was playing it on your DS when we were... Oh, no, I had borrowed it to play while we were in Mexico or something. And then I had to give it back, so I didn't finish it.
We gotta go to Mexico again. Although, apparently, no, we don't, because Mexico, the entirety of Mexico is in a hail of machine gun fire.
Yeah, they're just people throwing up from swine flu and shooting each other with machine guns.
Oh, man. I wonder if some of them are getting shot in the stomach and then vomiting up the machine gun bullets in their normal vomit.
Yeah, that's how they don't run out of ammo.
Oh, so they just keep vomiting back into the clips?
Yeah.
All Night Tyner says, I'm trying not to overthinking it podcast, and I don't know, Jake, so far it seems too polished. They probably won't get drunk on the air. No, I know, that's really an advantage that we're always going to have over most podcasts.
Yep. I'm actually drinking a beer during the show tonight for the first time in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Just haven't had any beer in the house.
I haven't been drinking during the Monday shows. I like to be sober. I like to keep my wits sharp.
Hmm. You have to if you're going to hotbox with God.
He also says, the Overthinking podcast was really good. How come Scully isn't as smart as those guys? Didn't he go to Yale? What the fuck, man? Yeah, Scully went to Yale.
I sure did.
Yale.
Wow, that just makes me think of that joke again. Where the guy from Yale is vacationing down south, and he's sitting at a restaurant reading a big thick textbook, and the waitress comes up and says, wow, honey, that sure is a good big book. Where'd you go to school? And he goes, Yale. She said, where'd you go to school?
Okay. That's pretty funny.
It's not a great joke, but I have got to tell it twice this week in context, so even if it's not a good joke, it's a joke I can tell frequently.
Yeah, at least. The Office Troll had sent a link. Apparently Champions Online did like a free weekend, and they were going to do something special for the millionth character created. But then the millionth character created was a character named Boner Dragon. What was the Chunky Feces Island? Matt Ridley says, Trunk looks good. No use link by the Acorn, though. Oh, the Acorn's time will come. Zombie Cham says, suggestion, add Smash to the right-click item options thing for players with Pulverize skill. It'd be handy. Ask your Uncle C.D. Moyer. Gleebs wrote, one of my teachers looks and sounds a little like Harvey Keitel, and there are kids named White and Wolf in the class.
Hmm.
So, that's a thing. Hyena 17 says, you guys must be psychic or something. There was a Lost Room marathon on the Canadian version of Sci-Fi yesterday. Good show, eh? Have you seen it yet?
Seen what now?
The Lost Room?
Yes.
Good, good. What'd you think? Did you love it or did you love it?
Didn't that air a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's pretty old. I saw it on DVD.
I'm just making sure it's the same thing. Yeah, we watched the hell out of that. And I was kind of sad that it ended with, I don't know, it seemed like it was going to be a part of a series, and then it didn't end up being one. Because there were so many unanswered questions at the end, and the ending was so open, that I was surprised to see that there wasn't any more. I thought they were at least going to do another miniseries, but yeah, it was fantastic. I just wish there were more of it.
Yeah. I don't know, I wonder, though, if they wouldn't ultimately fuck it up if they made a series out of it, you know?
Speaking of that, I've been watching Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe it's just the benefit of people telling me that season 2 was terrible and season 3 was worse. But I've been enjoying it pretty much on an even keel. Like, the disappointment I felt at the end of season 1 didn't repeat itself at the end of season 2.
Were you just disappointed that it was over or disappointed that it was bad?
No, like, so season 1 had a great build-up, and then 2 kind of terrible episodes at the end. So it's a super disappointing ending. But then season 2, I thought was really good, especially for being short, because it's only 11 episodes since the writer's strike. And then season 3 has been fantastic, and that's the one where everybody goes, God damn, Heroes just totally jumped the shark, blah, blah, blah.
Is it fantastic, or do you just like things that are terrible?
That's possible. But I think it's really good. Reading people's criticisms about it, it really seems like, I don't know, they remind me a lot of some of our forum posters who are constantly ripping us to shreds for not living up to a potential that we were never trying to meet.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're not trying to meet every potential, ever?
No, just some. But you know that the analogy of don't tell me that the picture of an apple doesn't taste like an apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wait, it doesn't? Is the medium the message?
I don't think so. The small medium is at large, though.
That's the truth. Zeno Incognito says, are you going to buy Left 4 Dead 2? I feel like that's the kind of thing that I might buy in a year. I still have only played through 1/5 of Left 4 Dead 1, and apparently I'm doing it wrong, according to everybody, by wanting to play the campaigns single player. I just kind of feel like if I try to play Left 4 Dead online, that the experience is going to be me just constantly getting yelled at by a bunch of dicks.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is always the way that I feel. Like, I feel like I was kind of tempted. I had finally heard enough people say enough good things about Team Fortress 2 that I was like, you know what? Maybe, you know, it's probably not that expensive. I could just go in there, I could get it on Steam, and I could just play it and see what all the fuss is about. And I'm told that, you know, it's a first-person shooter, it's online, and it's fun, and you can play casually or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I just cannot believe that anything is going to happen in any kind of a team-based first-person shooter online other than a bunch of assholes yelling at me. Like, a bunch of assholes on the other team making fun of me for the extent to which I was just pwned, and a bunch of assholes on my own team yelling at me for not knowing how to play the game.
Right.
Just not caring, say that it's the first time I've ever played.
You know, right. I will, I'll download a copy and we'll spend some evenings playing.
Oh, yeah?
That way you'll know there will be at least one person that's worse at any first-person shooter ever than you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with, like, you know, with enough people on Steam, I should friend you on Steam, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
I should buddy you on Steam, friend. Yeah, with enough people that, you know, I like, knew were not dicks, like, maybe that'd be fun, right? But, like, wow, there's a lot of just crazy stuff from a deadhead later in the radio bugbear questions that I was scrolling through. Matt Ridley says, my second was just born. Is it too early to get them a KOL account? No, but the only way that we will give a KOL account to a baby is actually in exchange for your firstborn. So depending on how old your firstborn is, may or may not be an option.
Right.
Elfin wrote, the Metroplexity guy has a podcast up. You should have him on your show someday. Yeah, I started listening to that before this show, but didn't have time. I figured it would be in poor taste to listen to somebody else's podcast while recording in ours. I intend to listen to it. I'd like to, I don't know where that dude lives. I wouldn't mind going out for a beer or two with him if he drank, or not understanding him at all if he doesn't.
Right.
Legom7 says, what? Wait, Wolfie says, can you have someone whose job it is to put the podcasts up so I can listen to them? Well, okay. Guess I could hire me. Did I forget, like, last Monday show or something?
I don't know. I don't.
The Thursday shows I tend to, because I have the files right here, I tend to upload before I leave for the night on Thursday. Anyway, Legom7 wrote, real question this time. What was the most obscure Halloween costume you've ever worn? How about you, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I always tended to go for, well, actually, the most obscure one that I had to spend the entire night explaining was Hamburglar as the Grim Reaper. So, like, I bought a Hamburglar costume, but then, like, a giant Jason machete and just kind of drenched everything in blood. And we were like, oh, you're the Hamburglar. I'm like, no, I'm, like, the Grim Reaper for the 21st century. Get it? And nobody got it.
I mean, I feel like with a scythe.
No, because he would have a meat cleaver.
The Grim Reaper doesn't carry a machete?
I know, but the Grim Reaper for the 21st century, who's Hamburglar, as a comment on fast food and... Yeah, it didn't work. After that, I just stuck with picking a cool character from a movie and dressing like them.
Sexy nurse.
You know, like, going to Halloween stuff with you and Roy was always dicey, because I would, like, spend a whole lot of time working on my Vincent Vega outfit, and you would go as the Mona Lisa and Roy would go as Pac-Man. You know, or the year I dressed as Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, hey, I did a good job on this costume. Everything's homemade, blah, blah, blah. That was the year that you and Roy did the Casey Kasem and Grand Moff Tarkin bobbleheads.
Uh-huh.
It's like, God damn it.
Yeah,
I cannot get laid in the Tempe art scene.
I didn't go where Roy went this year, so I don't remember what his costume was. His wife was a fish dressed up in a maid outfit.
Uh-huh.
So a mermaid. Huh. I think the most obscure costume, I guess this was like 2 years ago. This was just the worst costume I ever came up with. I went as a hybrid of William Wallace and Milton from Office Space.
Oh, I like that costume. You did have to explain it, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, like, I feel like a costume that you have to explain, like a costume that, like, it's okay if you have to explain it to most people for them to get the full effect of, like, how clever you are or whatever. But it ought to at least be cool. Like, it shouldn't just confuse people, right? It should be cool looking.
Uh-huh.
Even if somebody doesn't get it, if there is a deeper joke to it. But I said like a kilt and a button down shirt and a tie, and I made an Initech name tag and added a stapler on my belt as though it were a sword. And
what was your tagline though? That was pretty good.
I told them that if they took a stapler, that I was going to sack York. So it was kind of funny. Last on Halloween after. I got to the bar and took the Radiohead costume off, just took the thing off. People kept asking me if I was Vincent Vega. I'm like, no, this is just what I look like. Is it like I had about the right length hair and like, you know, just, I don't know. Like, I guess it's kind of cool that if I have a suit on that I look like that dude.
Yeah. People just always keep asking me if I'm Marcellus Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
That's the costume you should do, is Marcellus William Wallace.
I'd have to shave my head.
I was trying to figure out 1 year, because I thought it would be fun to go as Marcellus Wallace, but the two options are to just basically look like me with a Band-Aid on the back of my head, or look like me getting the shit kicked out of me, because I'm in blackface.
You don't think it's okay to wear blackface on Halloween?
Probably not. Then I thought I could just take a picture of Marcellus Wallace and photo negative it in Photoshop and then buy clothes that, you know, they make the costume in that color scheme.
Oh, I don't think anybody would get that. It's clever, though.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, so you're just a bald dude in a really ugly suit.
This year there was no costumes. We ended up having maybe the possibility of going to a party at the last minute, but kind of fell through. I still want to do Butch and Fabienne from Pulp Fiction at some point. Because my wife pretty much looks like that lady anyway. We thought just, like, put her in a bathrobe and have her carry around a toothbrush all night.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, in that little black dress and have her carry around a blueberry pie or something, you know. And I could be post... Samurai Butch, you know, little plastic katana and a whole bunch of blood. So it would be simple, but it could be pulled off.
Yeah. Again, I feel like there would be a handful of people. Like, the problem with a tandem costume that really relies on both of you being there is that that's just not going to happen for most of the night. Like, most of the people that see your costume are not necessarily going to realize that it's a tandem costume.
Well, it would be nice for me because when we did Vincent Vega and Mia Wallace, nobody knew who I was when she wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
It's partially because the wig that I have to wear to be anybody with hair just looked kind of crappy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could go as Fester, but then I would just look like me in my wool coat.
With a light bulb in your mouth?
Yeah.
If you had some kind of light bulb in your mouth that you could actually make light up, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Surely there's a product like that.
There's gotta be. It's good, it's good, it's good.
Or you could fake one. You could take the here's what you could do. You could take you could break the screw part off of a light bulb, like you were going to use it to smoke crack, and then you could get like one of those little flashlights that you squeeze to light it up,
uh-huh.
And attach it to the thing. So you'd have to do it pretty quickly so that people didn't see that it was a weird light bulb that wasn't really a light bulb. The flashlight would just shine into the light bulb.
I think it would make more sense to just figure out how to generate an electric field strong enough within my body that I could just put the thing in my mouth and it would light up.
Oh, yeah, you could stick a Tesla coil up your ass.
Again? But that trick never works.
Rex Maxis wrote, I'm thinking about selling my car and buying a scooter. I live approximately 10 miles away from work / school / girlfriend / friends. Good idea? Thoughts?
Depends on where you live.
You what? Yeah, I guess that if it ever gets too cold to, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like trying to ride a scooter or even, like, a motorcycle. Like, I feel like I am not, like, the most risk-averse person in the world.
Right.
But, like, I would just never ride a motorcycle in the city.
I wouldn't. The weird thing is, I wouldn't ride a motorcycle at all, but I would ride a scooter on city streets. Maybe, definitely not on a freeway, but, yeah, I'd ride a scooter on a city street.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you have the same problem that you have on a motorcycle where people just don't see you. Like, you just don't register to people who are pulling out because your brain is just expecting there to be cars. Like, you know, people just literally do not see motorcycles, right? And it's like, I don't know. I guess you're moving slower. Yeah, I don't know, man. You never hear about people getting killed on scooters. Nice!
That's weird. Sorry about that. I thought my browser was muted. Now my browser's muted. Mm. You betcha.
Paul BD wrote, are you participating in No Shave November this year? No, I think I'm done with the facial hair for a while. I got rid of that mustache, and everybody was like, God, I'm so fucking glad you got rid of that stupid fucking mustache. And I'm like, everybody told me they liked it. I think maybe everybody's just all sanctimonious all the time.
Probably.
If you grow a beard, everybody's like, hey, I like your beard. And if you get rid of your beard, they're like, hey, I really like that you don't have a beard anymore.
If everybody were dicks, though, they would say, God, you look terrible with that beard. And after you shaved it, they'd go, geez, I wish you'd grow a beard. Come on.
Yeah.
I think, like, I mean, the mustache was funny for a while.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's kind of like a joke that you hear every day, and after a while,
After a while, it was just a mustache,
right?
Yeah. Paul BD says, "Who of the asymmetric crew dressed up for Halloween, and what were the crazy costumes?" God, Hot Stuff's costume is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, I saw on the Twitter that he didn't want pictures taken of it. What happened?
Yeah, he's wearing a diaper, huh. Like a fake bonnet. Just an extension of his, like, hey, I'm in shape, so I'm just gonna walk around naked all the fucking time.
Right.
So I'll make a costume out of it. And then they made him. He took his Jedi robe because he didn't want to ride the train like that. And I don't really blame him. He took off the Jedi robe, and the guy at the restaurant we were at immediately came over and was like, you can't be in here without a shirt. Like, thanks, guy.
Also, do you have a permit for those guns?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking horrifying. It would have been better as, like, if he would be willing to shave his head, he could pull off Gandhi at this point.
Yeah.
Because he's so tan and skinny, and it would, the loincloth basically like a diaper, you know, and the glasses. But he'd have to shave his head. And I don't know. Shaving your head for a costume is pretty, pretty high level of commitment.
Yeah.
Now, you did it once, and your hair never came back.
It's true. When I shaved that time, I actually thought, you know, by the time my hair grows back, there won't be enough left of it to be worth having hair. Do I really want to do this? I said, yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, you went into it with your eyes open then.
Yeah.
That's good, because when people shave their heads with their eyes closed, it's a bloody mess.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know about the scooter thing, Rex Maxis. You could try, you know, you could get it, you could just save your pennies and buy a scooter in addition to your car, right? And then see if you like it. You know, try using that for like a month, not using your car. Or you could rent a scooter. You could borrow a scooter from somebody, if you know anybody that's got a scooter. But you know what they say, a scooter is like a fat girl. It's fun to ride, but you wouldn't want your friends to see you on it.
Right, right.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. We would never say that.
Yeah.
Other people will.
No fat chicks.
That 1,000-pound dude in the no fat chick shirt's astounded.
I had that song stuck in my head for a few days.
It's been fun with my new friend, my man friend, Adam, really likes hip-hop and really likes white dudes doing hip-hop, like, you know, nerdy hip-hop, but had never heard of MC Frontalot or Optimus Rhyme, so it was fun playing Yellow Laser Beams for somebody who's never heard it before.
Yeah, awesome. I can imagine. Optimus Prime. I saw there were a bunch of Metafilter links to people with Transformers costumes that actually transformed. That was pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Some of them were pretty impressive. Some of them were.
If they could come up with a costume that would transform that you didn't have to get down on all fours to have it transform, that would be amazing.
Well, I mean, I guess you could transform from a robot into a robot that was facing 90 degrees to the left. I mean, what would that be? Like, what kind of transformer would have that sort of form factor?
The Optimus Prime one I was looking at was close. Because when the dude was on all fours, he was actually on wheels.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool. If you can drive around or, you know, push yourself a couple of feet, that just ups the ante a little bit.
Yeah, if you could actually roll using your own farts as power. Tim925 says, can the underworld tree bring on the zombie apocalypse and expand the Grimmside area and explain the objects seen by the observatory? Yes? No.
It can, but will it?
The Kathrivan says, hey, how does it feel to know the first Google result for Boner Dragon is a link to your forums? You have finally arrived. Awesome. Data Vortex Rose, hoping to get a shout out for Mark Schaefer's new Nerdcore album, Manslaughterer. Maybe you can play Battle Font during the break.
I don't have it yet. I'll look into acquiring
it. Mark Schaefer?
Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's just his Twitter. So that's why I was there. Okay. Got a new album out, huh?
I wonder when Front's going to drop his new album.
I don't know. He said that when we're in New York at the end of this month, that he is not going to have a whole lot of time to hang out because he's going to be in, like, full-on crunch mode for the album. So I want to say he's shooting for East Coast PAX. I'm making that up. Like, he didn't actually say that to me, but I'm trying to imagine what event he would want to have it ready for. And that seems reasonable. So I think that's in, like, February or March.
Yeah.
Or April. I don't know when it is.
May. June. I want to say July.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if it's like 6 months opposite, because if so, it seems like it'd be really fucking cold if they did that. I'm kind of curious about East Coast PAX. I don't know if I'm curious enough to actually go.
March 26th through 28th.
Okay.
I'd be excited if it wasn't in fucking Boston.
Really? Why do you hate Boston so much?
I hate Boston.
Really?
The one time that we went, I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a problem. And it was the middle of the winter, so that was even worse, driving the middle of the winter. Jess was so sick she was hallucinating. And it was right when the whole Aqua Teen Hunger Force terrorist attack happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know what? Not only do they have roads that are toll roads one way and aren't toll roads the other, and you can't find anything, you always get lost trying, you can't drive in the city anywhere, but there are a bunch of fucking peasants who are scared of blinking lights. Fuck Boston.
I've never driven a car in Boston, and I feel like I would probably, you know, if my cab rides are any experience, I would just fucking explode if I had to do that.
Well, that was,
you know, to me, going to Boston for a convention, it shouldn't really be different than going to Seattle for a convention, I guess. I mean, it's not like, I probably know more people in Boston than I know in Seattle now.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Frontalot and the Minibuses are playing PAX East Coast, as far as I know. So, you know, I never get to see those guys.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. it, like, I was at the first PAX, and I kind of like to say, oh, I was at the first East Coast PAX too, but then I don't really know why I'd like to be able to say that.
Right.
Data Vortex says, any news regarding mobile games you're working on, including an improved mobile interface to KOL? Related, any thoughts on HTML5? I know fuck all about HTML5, and I know that Hot Stuff and CD Moyer have been tossing around ideas and mock-ups for a potential iPhone interface to KOL, which would end up being just a mobile interface for KOL, because it would all be server-side, basically. Which, you know, I always said there's no way that I want to deal with that, but I gave them a budget to see if they thought they could do it in, and we'll see what happens with that. I don't know why I have this browser open. Oh, it's right. I watched this video on Boing Boing that was like Robert Crumb talking about stuff, and he seemed like I don't know if people just get more normal as they get older. Because he seemed pretty normal.
Oh, because I haven't seen the entire documentary, Crumb, but everything I've seen from it, he's just crazier than an outhouse rat.
Mm-hmm. An outhouse mouse.
Yep.
Oh, Paul B.D. had written, what character class / tree did you go with in Borderlands? I just started playing the soldier, class, and I'm only like level 10, but infantry? They're just the shooting stuff. That game is fucking hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like, I got to a point where there was, like, I feel like I'm still in the, what is basically the tutorial area. Not really tutorial, I mean, because there's a lot of stuff to do. I'm like a couple hours in. But like, it's really on rails so far. Hmm. And I got to a point where I only had one quest, and it was to kill this guy, and you killed this guy, and then you got this thing that unlocked the like vehicle generation station that really kind of opens the map up, and it was just so fucking hard. And I don't know if it was because like I'm not geared up properly or what the fuck, but it was just like I was just kind of like zerging this thing because like I'm just, apparently it's fucking terrible at this game.
Huh.
Like, every time, I'm like, oh, there's one of those dog things. I'm going to shoot it. And then I, like, go to shoot it and unload, like, an entire clip of ammo into the dog and maybe kill it, maybe not kill it. But either way, oh, five more of these dogs just sprang out of nowhere. So now I'm just going to run backwards and run completely out of ammo in the gun that I'm using, trying to kill this single group of enemies. Like, yeah, I don't know, man.
I've gotten to where I would rather just go over to Adam's house and watch him play video games.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like I get a better idea in the, you know, if I have 2 hours to spare, I'd rather have somebody play the game and me watch rather than play it. I get a better idea of what the game is like.
If I could stand to watch other people play video games, I'd be a happier dude, probably. it drives me, I don't know why. Like, I'm too impatient. I'm too selfish. I didn't have any siblings.
Hmm.
I don't know how to share. I just like it doesn't manifest as like jealousy or impatience now. I just get bored.
Hmm.
Like, yeah. Like there are people who can do that and there are people who can't, and I'm one of those people who can't. So I should teach how to do it.
Yeah. Well, just after like playing Arkham Asylum for a little bit and feeling like Batman was 80 years old and had ADD.
Right.
It was good just watching him play it. Like, oh, I see now how this game is supposed to work.
I see.
And the same deal with Infamous. Just, like, stumbling around, jumping on ledges. Like, here, show me how this game is supposed to be played.
All right. I still think that that's more attributable to you not starting in the beginning.
Probably.
I got a good ways into Infamous and then stopped playing it. I've only logged about an hour in Arkham Asylum. I have too many games to play.
Hmm.
Like, it's weird. Normally there are too many games that I should play. You know, like, there are games that I should be playing, right? There are things that I should know about, and I don't, like, you know, take the time to play them, and I feel like guilty, right? Like, I think of some games the way that I think of like the books that I should be reading, right? But like now there are just a bunch of games that I really want to play, and I just don't have time to play more than one of them at once.
Yeah.
So. Linguini Lad says, since when was there a slash mod channel? We did that, what, like a week ago?
Yeah, it couldn't have been more than 8 days.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, just wanted to say thanks for the cool Halloween content. Well, you're welcome, Tiny Plastic Grimmy. We did it just for you.
That was pretty fun to have that go from, what should we do with Arbor Day and Halloween? And then, I think, like, Hot Stuff and you came up with a concept and we fleshed it out pretty quickly. And yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that was like a good, fast, well done team effort.
Yep.
Hate drawing trees, man.
I really like the Underworld tree.
Yeah, I was, I only did that once, and that's just what it looked like the first time. I didn't really edit it much, even. That made me pretty happy. Mm. But yeah, man. And then somebody in the forum thread was like, yeah, Jake sucks at drawing trees. And I was like, yeah, I sure do. And then everybody was like, no, those are trees. Like, oh, okay. Parafert says, what is your opinion of shops that put out Christmas items before Halloween is over? Yeah, you know, we fucking reap what we sow with this whole capitalism bullshit.
I hate seeing Halloween not get its full due, personally.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't feel that I need Target's participation to fully praise Halloween, you know?
Yeah. What I don't like now is just the... every store is playing holiday music pretty early on, and it's not Christmas music anymore, it's holiday music, so they don't want to play even instrumental versions of Christmas carols, because then... you know, Jewish and Muslim and atheist people would just storm out of the store and never shop there again. So,
I thought that bullshit was kind of over with. Are decisions like that still being made?
It seems like it. Like, last year I was trying to figure out why it was so teeth-gratingly annoying to be in a store in December. And it was because once you strip all of the... anything with any vestige of religion out of the music, you end up with, like... Frosty the Snowman, Jingle Bell Rock, and My Favorite Things. Because apparently My Favorite Things is a Christmas song now. And just endless variations of those three songs over and over and over again.
I guess I don't spend that much time in stores.
Yeah.
Or paying attention while I'm in stores.
I'm really sensitive to music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people are not aware music is playing, I'll say, hey, that's a cool song. Like, what? There's a song? Yes.
Every once in a while, I will notice some particularly god-awful Muzak version of something. When I went to the doctor the other day, there was this horrible cover that somebody had done of Cecilia. And they just, like... It was just kind of like somebody trying to play the song, right? Like, they didn't add anything. They didn't put it into a new genre or change the instrumentation or anything. They just, like, changed the order of some of the lyrics.
Huh.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? Like, why... Like, who wakes up in the morning and thinks, ah, you know what needs to exist? Like, a slightly less good version of Cecilia with the verses in a different order.
This is my dream.
Yes, that is what I am going to apply my craft to today. I don't fucking know, man.
There was a fucking... it was a John Mayer cover of... And I was so full of rage, and now I can't remember what song it was, but... yeah, that's a boring story.
Well, I mean, it's probably not a boring story. It's just an incomplete story.
I think it was like Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes, but John Mayer covering it.
I don't know who John Mayer is.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Your Body is a Wonderland guy.
I don't know
that. If you've ever been around a radio or in public, you've heard his voice. He sounds like he's whispering when he sings. John Mayer, man. You're not that far removed from society.
What? I'm sorry.
Stephen fucking Foster.
Your body is a wonderland?
Yeah. Your body is a wonderland.
I want to be Alice.
Apparently.
No, I mean, because that'd be a funny thing to say.
He did the fathers be good to your daughters. No?
No.
Nothing?
I have not listened to the radio in probably 10 years.
But you've left your house.
Yeah, but I, like...
Like at Dave and Buster's, you've surely heard some John Mayer.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. That's weird. I envy you. But
maybe we could play some John Mayer on the music break.
I don't have any of that shit.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep like a toe in popular music just so I can occasionally hear something that I like and go, ah, see, I'm not getting old because some of this music is still relevant to my tastes. And mm-hmm. What it usually means is I'm just a little more informed about things that piss me off. So who knows if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't think that I've heard any Lady Gaga songs.
I haven't heard a song of hers all the way through, but I like her. I like the cut of her jib.
Yeah.
Like, we watched the Video Music Awards for a bit, and her performance included, like, a bunch of people ripping out her entrails and her being covered in blood, and... I don't know.
We've had this discussion before, but yeah. Entrails?
Sure.
Anyway.
Thesaurus? Entrails?
That's only if you're going
to decorative.
I guess it's your prerogative to pronounce things however you want.
But that word is prerogative, though.
Well, it's written that way. I mean,
just like it's prescription, but you know, nobody appreciates the extra effort.
Yeah. Wait, I got a prescription.
It's kind of like saying we should go in February. Or yeah, I'm wearing a bunch of clothes.
Yeah, or are you comfortable enough?
I just stopped saying comfortable because once I figured out that everybody says comfortable, I couldn't bring myself to say comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, are you well situated? Are you?
I don't actually know. Like, this only ever comes up when I'm suddenly thinking about it, so I have no idea, like, caught unawares, how I would pronounce comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably comfortable. Comfortable. And Pischetti. Oh, man. Was that post in the new Cable Store stuff indication that you were going to write those? Oh, I see.
I will happily write those descriptions.
Yeah, sure. Do that, because I always dread that.
Hmm.
So it won't get done as quickly if I do it as you. I don't remember how long it took to get those cards produced last time.
Do you want me to talk to him and see if he's amenable to that?
Yeah, no, I have a feeling that he would be.
I say we'll give him a dollar.
I don't know. I don't think we can sell, like, how much do we sell our cards for? It's not a dollar a piece.
It is a dollar a piece.
A dollar a card?
$5 for five.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I don't think we could give somebody else a dollar a card, because then we're just...
No, a dollar a pack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like in general when we do stuff like that, we just kind of, like, split the profit.
Uh-huh.
With them, and I don't know what the profit is on something like that. Like, we'd have to look at it. But yeah, so that's probably not.
I'll poke him and see how he feels about it. This is riveting radio, folks. But if we pull it off, it'll be really cool.
This is how we work. We talk about stuff that nobody else understands, and we don't bother explaining it because it's really just the two of us. It's when I'm lost in your eyes, Mr. Skullhead. It's like nobody else on Earth exists.
Yeah, and without a noise and without my pride, I reach out from the inside.
From Salisbury Hill.
Yep.
You reach out from the inside where the Salisbury steak that I ate earlier is.
I need to re-tag my MP3 because I just found out that it's not Salisbury Hill like Salisbury steak.
Uh-huh.
It is like Solsbury Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew that.
You want to take a little music break?
I do.
All right. We'll be back in a bit.
test my love, accept my love, don't test my love, 'cause maybe I don't love you all that much. Don't ask what kind of music I'm gonna play tonight, just stay a while, hear for yourself a while. And if you must put me in a box, make sure it's a big box with lots of windows and a door to walk through and a nice high chimney so we can burn, burn, burn everything that we don't like and watch the ashes fly up to heaven, maybe on the way to India. I'd like that. All the ancient kings came to my door. They said, you want to be an ancient king too? I said, oh yes, very much, but I think my timing's wrong. They said, time is relative, or did you misread Einstein? I said, you really mean it? They said, what do you think we come here for? Our goddamn health or something? Everybody's waiting for the Messiah. The Jews are waiting, Christians are waiting, also the Muslims. It's like everybody's waiting. They've been waiting a long time. I know how I hate to wait, like even for a bus or something, an important phone call. So I can just imagine how darned impatient everybody must be getting. So I think it's time now, time to reveal myself. I am the Messiah, I am the Messiah. Yes, I think you heard me right, I am the Messiah. I was gonna wait till next year, build up the suspense a little, make it a really big surprise, but I could not resist. It's like when you got a really big secret, you're just bursting to tell someone. It was sort of like that with this, and now that I've told you, I feel this great weight lifted. Dr. Nussbaum was right, he's my therapist. He said, get it out in the open. I spent 10 whole days in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, sweet Jerusalem. And all I ate was olives, nothing but olives, mountains of olives. It was a good 10 days. I like olives, I like you. Tell you that I love you, don't test my love, accept my love, don't test my love, 'cause maybe I don't love you all that much.
And if the world comes misery, comes jealousy and pain, some things to fade. And oh my dear confidant,
tell me how to feel,
tell me how to feel,
tell me how you feel.
I've been overwhelmed,
overwhelmed
by what lies up ahead. Only when your heart is true, only when your trust in someone else. And if the world comes misery, comes jealousy and pain, with new friends come enemies, fortune brings the fame. Tell me how to feel. Tell me how to feel.
Just indicating that I'm actually here, and you can tell because I'm making dumb noises instead of talking on radios.
Sweet.
Slinky McMahon wrote, I take back what I said earlier about the Shivering Timbers being too hard in Bad Moon. Mold cider is made of pure win. Well, okay then.
It's true that we should, if we ever do something like that again, we should come up with a way for you to not have to hit your inventory after every trick-or-treat.
Oh, yeah, like if you have another one, like just a link to throw it on and go again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's reasonable. NatNit says, fix the buff economy. One, cap MMJ at level 30. Two, buffs can be used infinitely on self and 200 casts per day on others. Three, quest rewards. Quest reward, you cast buffs into a record at half duration, rounding down. Yeah, the problem with casting buffs into a record is it's a new item for every buff ever, which, like, that seems like in an environment where there are thousands and thousands of items. There are literally thousands and thousands. There's more than 4,000. And the power level, by the way, it's over 9,000.
Yeah.
Come on. It seems like less of a big deal to have an item for every single buff, given that it's like, what, 20 items? I don't know, man. Apocalypse Throb says, trick-or-treating in your birthday suit should yield an occasional slice of birthday cake, because clearly it's your birthday, right? That's what usually happens to me. When I go out naked on a holiday that's designed for a lot of little kids to be out, usually people give me cake.
There you go. Good old Casey Weider handcuff cake.
Yeah. It's actually... it's weird. They gave me a cake, and then as I was eating it, I realized that there was a pair of handcuffs in it. It was like the opposite of the thing that happens in old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a file in the cake.
Yeah.
I wonder if that ever happened.
I wonder how long it would take you to saw through an iron bar with a file.
I don't know.
Like a nail file. Or a classified file. Or a Rankin file.
File, yeah. It's a Rankin bass.
Just a fish that's been left out in the sun too long.
Or a Houghton Mifflin.
Yeah.
Or a... Yeah. Ren Vermin says, "Hey, Jake, just a friendly, annoying reminder about the comic. Thanks again." Yeah, no, man, I'm sorry. I promise that I will read it. Mecca says, "At what point did you realize that there was no update post for the Halloween content? I mean, at the point at which I posted it is when I realized." Yeah. Right. Let's see. Simeon says, "You should be able to summon masks from Spinzors on Halloween." Because Spencer's sells masks. Mm-hmm. Does Spencer's change their inventory around Halloween?
I don't know. I haven't been in a Spencer's in years.
Yeah. Still, if I'm just wandering around a mall, I will still go into Spencer's, but I'm almost never wandering around a mall. I usually go into Hot Topic, too. It's the same shit. It's just like, oh, look at me. I'm in a Misfits shirt. Arashman says, "To Scully, board games. Red Dragon Inn, Settlers of Catan, Order of the Stick, Apples and Apples, Dirty Minds." Dude, the Order of the Stick game is fucking horrible.
I think you just hate everything about Order of the Stick.
No, that game, we set up to play the short version of that game, and it took like fucking 9 hours to play.
Huh.
Conva goddamn looted. Hmm. There were some cool ideas in it, you know? Like... I'd read the rule book and think, like, oh, that sounds fun. But then, like, it seriously took us fucking 9 hours to play a game of it. And that was the short game. There were different rules for if you wanted a short game, a medium game, or a long game. Why did I get so tired during the music break?
I don't know. Do you take a bunch of Quaaludes during the music break?
I might have. I don't know what Quaaludes look like. So what I did was I went to this party where me and a bunch of other kids, we went into our parents' medicine cabinets and took all the prescription pills.
Yeah.
And we just randomly dumped them into a bowl.
And you got a boner for like 6 hours.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with the party.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a normal Monday. That's what that Bangles song was about, having a boner for 6 hours.
You think so? Uh-huh.
Hetchman says, "It'd be really cool if we get a new VIP item for November's item of the month. A VIP buffet table fits the November theme. Random food 3 times a day. Actual random food 3 times a day. That would be the biggest waste of a Mr. Accessory. Oh, sweet. I got some cottage cheese. Ghoul goulash." Lord Enzo says, "Why do I never encounter dolphins in the skate park ever? Could there be something wrong in the mechanic there?" I really don't think so.
That's the second time I've heard that, but it might be from the same person.
Yeah. I mean, it's also possible that two people are just getting the weird short end of the long tail of the RNG stick. Noob says, "Hey guys, love the new content. Would it be safe to assume that the costume hats will be usable for future trick-or-treating?" Yeah, I'm not planning on making them stop working. The ones from last year still work on all the trick-or-treat days. So that code is just there. It was expanded for this. Excuse, I can't stop yawning. What the fuck? Severus says, "Have you fixed last Thursday's show yet?" Yeah, I believe so. I think I did. Did I? I think I did. I must have. Also, a friend of mine who's never played KOL has started making KOL references due to hanging around with me so often. Further, who did the version of Abracadabra you play every so often? That was the original version. well, not the original. I mean, is the original recorded version that people on Earth know about. It's not the version by that goblin that originally wrote it, but it was the Steve Miller Band. Steve Miller Band. Available online at overthinkingit.com. Mecca says, is the Halloween content going to rely on items that are in Hank's if I have ascended after doing the initial content? How did we deal with that? Did we deal with that? Like, what happens if you, like, if you ascended, I feel like it would have put the axe in Hank's.
Right.
Who put the axe in Hank's? I'd like to shake his hand.
There is no axe in Hank's.
Is that like I and Team or Sex in the Champagne Room? Which was the...
I and Team, I think.
Okay. I think maybe I decided that it was okay if the axe went into Hank's because you could always drop path.
Right.
And it only was 20 turns, so why the fuck would you do that? And if you did, why the fuck would you complain? Mm-hmm. That's it. Gabriel 666 said, oh wait, no, Sushi P wrote, I was wondering if there will ever be some Hanukimbo content included with the usual Crimbo stuff. Thanks. I don't know anything about Hanukkah. There are dreidels and menorahs.
I kind of shot my wad with the Hanukimbo dreidel.
Yeah.
It's a shame because that, like, I thought of that as a one-off joke rather than a establishing a new thing. But then a lot of the things that we thought were one-off jokes have turned into recurring themes.
Especially things about Jews. Okay. All right, I'm done with this game of chicken. God damn it. You've got something to do with your mouth.
Yeah, I could just keep sucking on this dick.
Just do that indefinitely. Yeah, if I had had a cigar, I would have been able to win that. It's nothing more entertaining to our listeners than us having a contest to see who can not say anything for the.
If only they had a webcam so that we could just both have big pipes, you know, and we could puff on the pipe and arch an eyebrow, and then we could see who could arch their eyebrow the highest, and you know, kind of squint one eye and arch the other eyebrow and just wait it out.
I think I can arch my eyebrow more than you.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I don't know. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Hmm.
Gabriel 666 said, Jake, would it be possible to implement a familiar breeding program with a new skill or something that would provide a way to gain familiars of the same type? No. No. That would break everything. Okay, well, all right. So let's say that we introduce a skill that lets you breed familiars in your terrarium. Any familiar that you have two of in your terrarium, you can breed to get a new hatchling.
Huh.
So, haha, get it? Because you can't have two of the same familiar in your terrarium. You used to be able to. At one point, Hot Stuff, before he worked here, had like 40 identical volleyballs named Wilson. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. Proving he'd gotten around two. But then we fixed it. Gabriel 666 talks about a new Halloween item that would be based on Sleepy Hollow, like a cape. Why is there? There's no cape in Sleepy Hollow. You're thinking of Cape Fear.
That was that movie where Robert De Niro just wore that giant cape and went around strangling people with it, right?
Yeah, I think his head was a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the head pumpkin thing come from? Headless Horseman did not have a pumpkin instead of a head.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the book, but it was in the first animated short, I think. Yeah.
Did you just put it there to freak people out?
I think so.
Hey, I know. Let's watch the Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow movie.
That'll tell us.
No. No, let's not. Mecca says, what items of the month can we expect in the coming months? The final elemental squeezable coming up soon? Yeah, I feel like that would happen in the first couple months of the year, normally. Fucking five of those. Jesus.
Yeah.
We're getting old. Let's see. Madison 14 says, the Fearful Fettuccine Skittle logo looks more like bacon than like any pasta. Bacon is a kind of pasta. Boy, if bacon wasn't a pasta, there's no way I'd be able to stay a vegetarian.
Yeah. There was a friend of mine was telling me about a Somalian couple who would come into the grocery store where he worked at the time, and they didn't speak a whole lot of English, and so they, you know, after a while, the guy finally told my friend that they had found this new food called bacon, and he said it's just the best thing in the world, and they ate it for days and days and days and days, and finally somebody told them that bacon was made out of pork, and they were, you know, being Somali, they were Muslim.
Uh-huh.
And they've just been eating piles and piles of bacon. He said, you know, every day I ask forgiveness for eating all of that bacon. And not just because I ate some bacon, but I think every meal had bacon in it. And it was so, so good. And I will never stop feeling guilty for it.
Makes sense. I mean, like, because whenever I do something that's awesome, I'm like, you know, I should feel guilty about this.
Well, if your religious tenets say that you can't eat pig and you eat a bunch of bacon.
No, I know, but if it was the more awesome it was, the more guilty I would feel, because that's totally healthy. Yeah.
I would think that God would give you a mulligan on that. Maybe even Allah, even though Allah is kind of a jerk.
The ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Oh, it's not. That sucks.
And there is no God but Allah.
You know, I've never been an Allah back girl, so... Yeah, I actually thought about stopping that one before it got out of my mouth, but I decided to go for it.
Pac215 says, "Yo, chick, sweet event. It's got awesome items, a cool storyline, and a sweet tattoo. Plus the scales of stats this time." Yep. I don't think we're quite done sucking each other's dicks about the Arborween event.
No, that went very well. I was pleased to see that even though people were speculating about what else the event might be, that they weren't upset when that was all the event was.
Yeah.
I think it helped for me to just go in there and say, listen, if you've played through to point X, you're done.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, it's like that ruins the mystery, but it's like probably worth ruining that particular mystery, you know?
Yeah.
It's always rough. Like, with Halloween, it's not that big of a deal, because I feel like, in general, it's not like, oh, I'm not going to be able to play KOL on Halloween the way that it frequently is with Christmas, you know? Mm-hmm. So, we're a little less constrained by not wanting to do an event that people won't be able to get stuff from if they don't play on that particular day.
I mean, it's awesome if Halloween is the time when your whole family comes together. But, I don't think that's true for very many people.
The Metroplexity Halloween event was pretty cool, and I think that you did not actually have to... It was different on Halloween, but I think that you didn't have to play. I didn't get anything new that I didn't also get some of just afterwards, like kind of asynchronously from the event.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know exactly how that worked. I'd like to look into it. Or maybe I'll maybe he explains it all on the podcast. That's what he was talking about before I stopped listening. I stopped listening in disgust. No. I stopped listening in my office here where I'm Skyping with you.
Yes.
Casey Wiederman wrote, 6 Feet Under is the perfect blend of Dexter and The Lost Room. Michael C. Hall likes cutting bodies up and Peter Krause likes turning keys indoors. It's great. Yeah. I like Peter Krause, or Krause, or Kreutze.
Kreutze? What?
Kurzweil. Kurzweil.
Okay, that's weird.
What's weird?
On cracked.com, one of their articles is a short story that was posted on Halloween called Tales to Tell Around Midnight, the Halloween that was actually Arbor Day.
Huh.
And it's just a little short story about a guy trying to buy costumes and trick-or-treat and stuff, but people keep saying it's Arbor Day instead of Halloween.
That's funny.
Which is just, it's just weird. I wonder if he had any idea that we were doing an Arbor Day Halloween crossover.
If that was some legitimate memetic flow, or if it's just a coincidence. Hoopity says, working with a healthcare database for the last few weeks has shown me that healthcare is pure comedy. Allow me to share some phrases I've come across. Monolyle vulvovaginitis. ZZ fall off balcony. Enter transvag to pull up all transvaginal options. Is it wrong of me to think of any word with vagina in it as funny? Probably not. No, I don't think that's wrong.
How many words have vagina in them, though?
Well, transvaginal. Yeah. Vulvovaginitis almost has. Almost has mm-hmm. vagina in it.
Cheese vagina burger.
That's true. Just vagina as an infix.
Yeah. That is pretty fan vagina-tastic.
Well, I guess if you were going to a convention where you planned on having sex with a lot of your groupies, you could describe it as fan vagina-tastic.
I suppose.
Madison 14 says the pirate speak effect should make any AR turn into ARRRR in addition to what it already does. I feel like that would not work. I feel like that would create more awkward, unpronounceable things than funny things.
Huh.
I don't know why I believe that. I'm trying to come up with a counterexample. Or rather, I'm trying to come up with an example of a word that would fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you know, like the word ear. Like, you wouldn't ever do that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So any AR in that context.
Earlier today.
Yeah. Earlier, yeah. And, I, you know, my gut says that there would be more of those than funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was like, oh, that's funny 80% of the time, but sometimes it's, you know, create some nonsense, like, that might be worth doing, but, like...
What if it's something that creates nonsense 100% of the time and is really annoying, like the sword?
What? No way. That does not create... Like, it is not... No.
Now that the Wang gets rid of the sword effect, I'm totally okay with the sword.
Pie Eater 37 says, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is around to hear it, do the other trees laugh at it? No, because it has a medic alert bracelet.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest and can't get up.
And usually, let's be honest, when a tree falls, it can't get up.
Yep.
A Deadhead says, Forest Goatee the Hipster Ant might just be the funniest name I've ever come across in KOL.
That's an old joke.
Is he still in the shore content?
I think so. I think that's where you get the Ant Cider, unless Ant Cider doesn't exist anymore.
I think that it doesn't.
Really? Yeah. I was pretty pleased with that picture.
That is a rad picture. That was my next point.
So I guess every once in a while I can draw a tree. I don't know, man.
Well, you know, poems are made by fools like me, but only you can draw a tree.
Impy Claylin, wow, that's a name I haven't seen in a long time, says, your phone number is also Mad K-O-L Vagoo, just in case you were unaware. V-A-G-O-O.
I remember those old Mr. Vagoo cartoons. They're about that guy who had vaginas instead of eyes.
Yeah, it's very difficult for him to see. and once a month, it's made very difficult blood. To look at.
Oh, tears of blood.
Antimarty says, make the Arbor Day outfit pieces zappable. I want to collect a piece but had nothing waiting and got stuck in the select the sapling choice, but I didn't know what I needed and guessed wrong. No, I'm sorry, man. That's a holiday that rewards careful attention.
Yep.
Being paid. Do them in order, you know, man. Mike DePore says, for Halloween, can we get all the Mr. A's images temporarily replaced by Mr. Skullheads? That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah.
We never do that. Lance Jewel says, I missed when you started the voicemails, but did you plan on having the number spell that out? No, it was just a really weird coincidence.
You know, I've done exactly nothing with my Google Voice account.
Yeah?
I wanted it so bad. Yeah, that sucks.
I got a Google Wave trial thing, you know, like that preview, and I don't understand it. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, somebody's gonna play this recording for me, like, a year from now when every bit of work we do is done in Google Wave. And they're like, wow, do you remember back when you didn't understand what Google Wave was for?
It looks like something that once grokked could be extremely useful.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like Google is not just going to put out something that doesn't make any sense, right? Like,
although, you know, I haven't seen it myself, but the sheer volume of stuff just explaining what the hell it is made me feel like it was probably going to be pretty difficult to grok.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someday I'll catch the wave.
Adam's pretty into it, but he's making he's in final production of a movie with a couple of people who live like 2 hours away and a couple of people who live 3 hours away, so that makes perfect sense.
Right. I mean, I guess if it was just like a wrapper for sharing stuff on Google Docs and stuff like that, which I think it is in addition to whatever else it is, right? So, I mean, it's potentially like something that we could have used like when we were working on the LARP or whatever, but like...
So a wrapper for sharing things that, yo, I be sharing stuff on the Google Docs, buying cheap footballs like the Frugal Jocks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just wanted to get that Google Docs Frugal Jocks.
Frugal Jocks.
Perfect.
Kept out of your house by twofold locks.
Hmm.
Surrealist says, Dear Chicken Company, every time I want to ask Lyenia to marry me in-game, the flair of my affair is arreared by no in-game marriage mechanics. Is this really fair? Tongue-in-cheek. Follow-up question. If someone is acting or asking something doubly tongue-in-cheek, does that make them a double asshat? Just thought I'd ass. Landstuhl says, I told my girlfriend about the, but can he do this? She said it would have worked on her if I had done it, so technically your advice has proven effective. Yeah. Someday someone will try that for real. Surrealist says, double follow-up question. What element would excessive ass-asking be in game terminology? Stink or sleaze? I think your questions, Surrealist, are redolent of both stink and sleaze. redolent or redolent?
I don't know. Fessorous? Decorative? Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce things.
Bocal says, here's a question. Will you ever make an 8-bit familiar? I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Yeah, I got that idea. Stupid.
Excuse me.
Surrealist, I was talking about a spell book that does misspelling damage called the Dyslexicon.
Nice.
A dyslexicon is just a dictionary turned upside down.
I thought a dyslexicon was what the Autobots fought.
Mm-hmm. The autodidact. Madison14 says, guess what awesome new Flash game literally just came out? Bloons Tower Defense 4. I have not actually been that excited about the Bloons Tower Defense games. I like me some Tower Defense, but that one's not my cup of meat, precisely. Nami writes, what version of Civilization was your favorite? And did you know there's a version for Xbox? Mad crazy. Yeah, it was like they released like Civilization Revolutions for the Xbox. I believe that I played a single game of Civilization Revolutions on the DS. But I might be making that up. The Civilization that I've played, the only one that I've played in recent memory, like I played the shit out of the first one when I was a kid. And then I never really played anything until Civ 4, which I played quite a bit earlier this year. Oh. Gleeb says, who would win in a race to actually exist? Hobopolis VIP furniture or Slime Tube chef staff? I don't know. I know who would win in a race for being a dick. It's me. Greek God says, I think when you kill the man, you should get a bacon stone box cutter, which is a 200 power one handed melee weapon.
Why?
Gold bowling ball would be a 200 weapon. I don't know about putting a box cutter as a weapon in a game.
That's only when we do the NS-15 where we add the second Sorcerer's Tower and you have to hijack the airship and fly it into the two towers.
Yeah. November 6th to 11th. Wait, they're doing a trivia question? How does... submit answers and some shit. I'll do a trivia. I'll do a trivia-thon. Doing an asynchronous online trivia contest seems like it's just sort of a contest to see who's best at Google.
Yeah.
Maybe they're figuring out how to get around it. I don't know. You want to enter the trivia-thon with me, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I heard that a lot of people have been dying in trivia-thons.
Oh, yeah. More people.
It's like, yeah. Dude, I had to get my big toenails removed because the trivia-thons were fucking up my toes. Uh-huh. I type with my feet.
A deadhead has gone fucking nuts, or on the 29th he went fucking nuts. Just like take a bunch of mushrooms, man.
Well, he's
like,
okay.
Please remove or increase the character limit on chat macros. MacFags for the win. Blood Sugar Sex Magic is a great album. Please play something from it during the break. Tarot is pronounced without the T sound at the end. Yeah, no. That's I beg to differ. Casey Wiederman says, I don't know what a questage is, but a Google image search returns porn on the first page. Oh, really? People had found all kinds of things that don't have porn on the first page.
Yeah. I'm not getting any porn on the front page unless you count the dude with his... who's so fat he can't button his Hawaiian shirt.
I don't think I see that dude.
Didn't we discover, though, that Google subtly adjusts your search results depending on your history? Like, yeah. For us, Kingdom always returns Kingdom of Loathing first, but on a clean computer, it wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm like five pages in and not seeing any porn. Ooh, there's a baby. That's kind of like porn if you're into babies.
Oh, speaking of computers, if there's anybody within the sound of my voice who knows about Linux and Ubuntu especially, and is willing to explain something to me in language I can fucking understand, I have a question for you. So drop me a K-mail or something.
Are you using Ubuntu on something?
Jess's laptop got all screwed up, so... I figured might as well try. Like, loading the Windows loader that came with it didn't fix it, so I figured it's kind of an extraneous computer at the moment. So I put Ubuntu on it, and it works well, except it doesn't even know there's a wireless card in there. It's like there's a button to turn off the wireless antenna, right? Like a physical button you press. And it doesn't turn the antenna on and off anymore.
Huh.
It just doesn't believe, it doesn't have any idea that there's a wireless antenna. It's kind of weird because like the buttons to adjust the volume, like those other little extraneous buttons on the laptop work fine, but it just can't get online. It's just going to be kind of useless. A laptop that can't get on the internet is...
Right, is like no laptop at all.
Like a bicycle without a fish.
You can't even download any games, man.
Yeah.
You know, you could hardwire it to your router.
That's true. I could just get like 500 feet of Ethernet cable. That would be enough to get me up to the main floor at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could hardwire it long enough to download a whole bunch of porn, and then you'd have everything you need off the internet.
That's true. I could just download the entire internet and surf it offline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, a deadhead continues. Miskatonic University has so much marijuana growing just past the woods, a good 30-minute walk away. Jean-Claude Van Damme was a fucking awesome movie. Messes with your head. Emacs for the win. Only way to program.
You know, Jean-Claude Van Damme was an awesome movie.
Yeah. It kicks dudes in the face and doesn't afraid of anything. A deadhead says, Middle Earth is not Earth, according to the appendices at the end of Return of the King, so I'm inclined to believe it. However, common is meant to actually be English. And he writes, fuck y'all, R.A. Salvatore is amazing. I have the entire 34-book Drizzt saga, and it's amazing. Yeah, but he doesn't know the difference between the words breath and breathe.
That is a deal-breaker for me.
Yeah. And if, consistently. Neither does... That book is like fucking 20 years old, and it was probably a 10th printing when I saw it. So nobody at any point it, like, you know, it's like that pizza from that Onion story where everyone was stoned who had anything to do with the pizza. Nobody knew the fucking difference between breath and breathe. Umbridge of Snow says, Tolkien described the region in which the hobbits lived as northwest of the Old World, east of the sea, which indicates a connection to England. However, as he noted in private letters, the geographies do not match, and he did not consciously make them match when he was writing, says Wikipedia. Yeah, okay. But I mean, you know, maybe it took place on wherever Europe was in Pangaea. The Pangaea Panaderia. That's where cavemen buy their bread. Urutini says, you said naked girls rock climbing? And then he links to stonenudes.com, which, yeah, that is actually the person who made these calendars that Ziggy Zagnut sent us. It's pretty funny. Although, I don't know, man. Like, I'm a little weirded out by there being actual nudity on the calendars in the bathroom. It's real tasteful.
And looking at these,
I don't know, the way that I like, if something is difficult to masturbate to, I decide that it's probably art.
Right.
That is actually, you know,
you don't decide that they
centuries what the definition of art is.
You don't think that rather than it being art, it's just something that they need to mech it again.
Anyway, yeah, that those stonenudes.com nudes.
Those are beautiful. Yeah.
What? Are you gay?
I'm just looking at the pictures. I'm saying they're really pretty.
The pictures are kind of cool.
I would gladly have some stone nudity. It's definitely less porny than the nerdcore calendar.
Yeah, that one seems like kind of poor taste to me, honestly.
And there is a, I guess there's a. It would be interesting to see a calendar with actual nerd girls doing things, preferably not completely naked. The porny variation is definitely, it's just like, hey, 20-year-old meth addict, hold this GameCube controller. You get the feeling they're not really nerds, you know.
Right.
And I'll bet that stripper was not really working her way through college.
Yeah. The thing that, like, I don't have any problem with porn, right? I'm an enthusiast. But, like, it belongs behind closed doors, right? Like, it's not, you know, it's not like a sharing kind of thing, like, you put on your wall. Like, I've always felt that, like, it was just super creepy. Like, you know, it's one thing to have, like, a picture of a girl in a bikini on your wall in your dorm room or whatever. But, like, if you actually have some, like, spread eagle porn shot, like, that's just creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to agree.
And it's like, maybe you spend more time looking at that than you do looking at pictures of girls in bikinis, but, you know, it's your business and ought to be kept that way.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Just like when you, if you go to a party and see, like, a girl in a short skirt, that's fine, but if you walk into a party and there's just a girl walking around naked, that's a little off-putting. Unless everybody's walking around naked, then it's awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, my face just went nuts.
Really?
Yeah. I just got some nuts on my face.
Is your face a deadhead?
Yes.
3 days ago?
I think it was just a stream of consciousing. That was some great AD Demon impression there.
Yeah. And it's funny because he's got ADHD capitalized in his name. Mm. Are we done? Is it time to stop?
Oh yeah, it's pretty close.
All right.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Who's coming up next?
Sure, I Speculum's up next with Lenore as per usual, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for my show.
And I'll see you Thursday.
Good night, everybody.